CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, gal, you finished the dinner dishes already? I was going to come out and help you.
Oh, that's all right. I just assumed you saved your energy for something else anyhow. That is, if you haven't any other plans for this evening. And at the risk of being a nagging wife.
Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of that. What do you have in mind?
I'll give you three guesses.
Fix that loose doorknob on Betsy's bedroom door.
No, although that's a good idea. Guess again.
Mm-hmm. Give me a clue. Does it have to do with repairing something?
No, not exactly. It has to do with making something look nicer, I guess it's
said. Some look nicer?
Mm-hmm.
What does the something begin with?
B, as in basement.
Oh.
I know.
No,
but
no,
every time I say, I'll clean up the basement, you say, no, you'll do it. I won't put things where you want them. You'll never be able to find anything.
But that is absolutely true, and I will clean up the basement.
Yes,
I will,
yes,
I swear,
when?
But look, I don't feel like doing it tonight. No, honey, I mean, I think you got to feel like cleaning up a basement. You know what I mean? You got to be in the mood.
Yeah, I see. Is there anything I can do to help you get in the mood?
Oh, honey, now listen, really.
You said yourself your workbench is such a mess you can't find anything. And you promised the children you'd get the basement cleaned up so you could set up the rest of the track for that lavish electric train you bought them for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And there are two piles of old Sunday papers down there that I think you might just as well throw them out, dear. You always insist on saving them.
I haven't read them.
Well, you never will, dear.
I never have time to read all the Sunday paper.
You never will sit down and read a year's backlog of Sunday papers. Goodness sakes, the news is old anyhow.
Oh, no, it isn't the news. It isn't the news. I mean, that I read. It's all the travel sections, you know, gardening sections and the supplements.
Well, you're never going to have time to read them anyhow, so I suggest that we get rid of them.
Yeah. It's depressing, isn't it, when you think of all the wonderful sections of the Sunday paper you never have time to read, you know? I mean, there's a certain philosophical
What is
aspect.
Depressing is the appearance of the basement, sir.
All right. I guess I can't change the subject. I will go down and clean the darn basement.
I heard you. I'll come right down.
It's Mr. Reed, the insurance man. He'll be right here, Mr. Reed. He was just changing his clothes. I finally talked him into cleaning the basement, so don't talk too long. I don't want to get him out of the mood. Here he is.
Who is this?
Yes, Mr. Reed.
Oh, give me. Hello. Yeah. Well, I never get into the mood. I just have a nagging wife. But she's cute.
Oh, you.
She was looking at me, yeah. Yeah, I did call you, Mr. Reed. I've been trying to reach you since Friday, but your wife said you were out of town. Yeah. Did you have fun? Well, look, this is my problem. I wanted to know if that new policy we took out covers something that happened Friday. Yeah, well, here was. Brownie, you know, our dog, was apparently lying in the road out here, and a car came along. Mr. Wilcox, you know. Well, he swerved, he said, to avoid hitting the dog and smacked into a mailbox that belonged to Mr.
Cutler,
across the road from us. Yeah. Well, it seems that Wilcox's car is kind of a mess. You know, damaged the front fender.
Broke a headlight.
Yeah, I don't know. Did something to the motor, too, it seems. Anyhow, it had to be towed away. Yeah. Well, he's not only holding us responsible, but so is Mr. Cutler, whose mailbox post was in splinters and the mailbox flat as a pancake. Uh-huh.
Tell Mr. Reed how unpleasant Mr. Cutler was about the breadcrumbs.
Yeah, well, we have only Wilcox's word that it was our dog that caused it, so...
Tell Mr. Reed what Mr. Cutler said about Brownie and the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Dear, the breadcrumbs.
Yeah, that's right.
Dear.
Hold on a minute, will you? What?
Tell about Mr. Cutler saying Brownie was always in their yard this winter eating all the breadcrumbs that Mrs. Cutler put out for the birds. Oh, that made me so mad.
Hello, Mr. Reed.
Interesting.
What? We are... Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, well, thank heaven. We're covered by insurance,
oh,
yeah.
Thank
yes,
God.
Mr. Reed.
I think the breadcrumbs have a lot to do with it, because when we said maybe our dog wasn't out there on the road, Mr.
Yes.
Cutler backed this Mr. Wilcox up by saying our dog was always crossing the road to his...
Uh-huh.
Good heavens.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of... There comes Mr. Cutler down our driveway now, dear. Mr. Cutler, look out.
Yeah, look, yes, Mr. Reed. Look, I'll call you back.
Look,
it never rains, but it pours. I guess we're in for more trouble. Where is he? I thought you said Cutler was coming down our drive.
He was a minute ago, and then he just disappeared. There he is. There he is over there. He's just standing and looking at your rhododendrons. Sort of smiling.
Smiling? What's wrong with our rhododendrons?
Didn't you put them in that? Well, you know what wonderful shrubbery the Cutlers have around their house. He's always out in the yard working around. It's probably his hobby.
Look, my rhododendrons look just as nice as his rhododendrons.
All right. Well, here he comes up to the house now. Don't be unpleasant just because he's that way, you know.
Me? Look, you're the one who's mad as a wet hen just because he said Brownie ate up all the breadcrumbs they put out for the birds.
I know, but I think we should show him that we can be gracious and neighborly even if he can't.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's no sense stooping to his level.
That's right.
Sit down, will you?
What?
No, sit down. Don't let him think we've been crouched by the door waiting to pounce on him.
All right. I'll be reading the paper.
Oh, well, good evening, Mr. Cutler. Yes. Won't you come in?
No, thanks, Piper.
Sure.
It's been 3 days now since my mailbox was knocked over and smashed, and I said at the time I'd like it replaced at once.
Oh, well, now there's no need to be.
Here.
Oh.
What is it? Oh.
It's Mr. Cutler,
oh,
honey.
Oh, Mr. Cutler. Yes. Good evening. I thought I heard the doorbell.
You did, Mrs. Piper. Good evening. And if my mailbox isn't replaced by tomorrow, you're going to hear the doorbell ring again. And it won't be me. It'll be a process server.
Oh, now, look, Mr. Cutler. Let's not lose our tempers. I mean, after all, we are neighbors. And I can assure you that this matter is going to be settled.
My husband was just talking to our insurance man, Mr.
That's
Cutler.
That's right. And our insurance policy does cover all damages that occurred the other evening, Mr. Cutler. Both to Mr. Wilcox's car and to your mailbox. So you will have a new mailbox.
Mm-hmm. When?
Well, now, look, Mr. Cutler, I just can't say that. I mean, frankly, I'm not sure what all is involved in cases like this. You know, we've never had any mail.
Well, I can give you a rough idea of what's involved. Now, you may be covered by insurance, but when there's several hundred dollars involved, your insurance company isn't going to just hand it over without a thorough investigation. And when these things go to court, you know what that means? Weeks, months, and I want my mailbox by tomorrow.
Now, just a minute.
I seem disagreeable, unneighborly, but
yes.
I'm so sick and tired of that darn dog of yours. He's dug holes all over my flower garden, burying his bones, uncovering my tulip bulbs, my hyacinth bulbs. He seems to have made a permanent bed for himself right in my pachysandra.
Well,
ruined my azaleas, and, as I told you, this winter he ate up all the breadcrumbs and suet my wife put out for the little birds.
Well, I don't believe it, Mr. Cutler. Brownie doesn't even like bread.
Well, I don't know what kind you buy, Mrs. Piper, but he likes ours. And now to have my mailbox smashed because of your dog again. It's the last straw. It's time you kept that muck tied up.
Just a minute. Just to begin with.
Brownie is not a muck.
No, I should say not.
He has the sweetest disposition of any dog.
And you don't know the dog that caused this Wilcox guy to crash into your mailbox. He said so, but that was only his word.
His excuse for losing control of the car is what I think. Blaming our dog who never lies in the road at night. When I think that Mr. Wilcox was just covering up the... drunken party,
yeah,
what I
hear.
Or maybe the car swerved because he had his arm around some woman. He's trying to kiss her, maybe. You know, like, yes, some woman who jumped out of the car and ran after the accident because she didn't want to be found with a married man.
Mr. Piper, I guess your insurance company will investigate and find out the real cause of the accident, but I do know one thing. I want your dog kept out of my yard or my property. Now, you tie him up.
Tie him up? Well, that's the worst thing you can do to a dog.
All right, fence him in.
Fence him in? You expect me to put a fence all around our entire...
For your information, it happens to be a city ordinance that all dogs are to be tied up, fenced in, penned up, take your choice. But they are to be confined to the owner's property.
Well, that is absolutely ridiculous. Dogs run all over this town.
They do, Mr. Piper, but it is against the law.
Is that so? Well, by God, I'll just call up. I will call up somebody.
I
suggest the dog warden, Mr. Piper, or the police, and I suggest you call tonight. Because if your dog comes over to my place again,
I certainly shall report it.
That's right. Yes. I just want to know this. Is there a city ordinance that the dogs have to be confined in some way to your own yard? Hello? Oh, okay.
Is that the police? What did he say?
He said, hold on. Ah, he's asking somebody, I think. Yeah. He just yelled, hey, Mac, and started asking Mac.
Doesn't he know?
Well, look, it's probably one of those city ordinances nobody pays any attention, you know, to until something happens, like somebody's dog bites somebody. Hello? It is, huh? Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
You mean we have to keep Brownie tied up now?
We got to do something. Look, let's face it. If Brownie has ever been over there digging that guy's flower garden up, he really can't... You can't blame the guy, you know, for being sore about
it. I think it's terrible to keep a dog tied up. I really do.
Some expense to put up a fence all around our property. I mean, to say nothing of how it would look. You know, suppose we'll have to... What we'll have to do is... build a run for him that's big enough so he's got plenty of room.
Why don't we buy Mr. Cutler a new mailbox and maybe he'll be nicer about Brownie. You know, maybe he won't report him if
Look,
the dog's
I mean,
over there.
I may not like this Cutler guy, but I got to admit that a man who loves gardening's got a right to object when a neighbor's dog prowls around and, you know, digging holes and knocking down stakes.
It isn't just Brownie. This neighborhood has lots of dogs running around.
Yeah, well, if I know Mr. Cutler, if I know that guy, they'll all be kept home before long.
Really? Blaming our Brownie for everything.
Yeah,
I mean,
why don't we build a fence around his own place? Oh, that reminds me, boy. Did you have to make all those cracks about Mr. Wilcox drinking and maybe having a woman in his car, for heaven's sake? Well, that is smart. You want to be stewed for slander? Boy, didn't you learn anything a few months ago when you women got involved in all that mess about the...
I know. I never thought.
No, I mean, please.
I'm mad about the breadcrumbs and blaming our dog for everything. I'll just... making up what could have caused the accident besides our dog, you know.
Yeah, well, don't worry too much about it. I think Mr. Cutler's got two things in mind, a new mailbox and our dog. Well, I'll get him a new mailbox, just to soften neighborly relations here. And I'll have to get some fencing to build a run for Brownie, I guess. In fact, I think I'll get out of the hardware store now. It's open till 9, and...
I knew something would interfere with you cleaning the basement.
Oh,
every year.
Honey, I'll do it. I swear to you, tomorrow. I promise the basement will be done.
I'm sure.
What would you say is a newsman's most important possession? Sometimes a typewriter is his best friend, or a microphone. And of course, intelligence and curiosity are standard equipment. But the one thing that a good news commentator must have is experience in his field, years of it. It's the axis from which he focuses his view of world happenings, the foundation on which he constructs his commentary. Such a newsman is no rarity in our CBS News staff at home or abroad. We'll concede men like this are not easy to find, but find them you do, the authoritative voices of CBS News, exclusively on stations affiliated with CBS Radio. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman speaking.